Hurricane Matthew centered offshore of the Daytona Beach, Florida area, where they are being pounded by very strong winds on the left or the west side of the hurricane. Again, maximum sustained winds 120 miles per hour, still a Category 3 hurricane. Now, the strongest winds are offshore in the eyewall that's not directly impacting land, but there are still hurricane force winds, especially in gusts, impacting land areas. And the north side of this hurricane is pushing the ocean toward the coastline, and that is a taste of things to come farther to the north. As it continues moving in general northward motion and eventually makes a right-hand turn, you're going to have that onshore flow starting to impinge upon the Georgia coastline and eventually the Carolinas. And look at how much rainfall. And if you can't see the radar, go check your television screen or your app. Look at the radar and see how much rainfall is occurring over such a large area of central and northern Florida. The risk of inland flooding is there, and it's just a dangerous time to be on the roads. Easy to get into an accident in conditions like this, so it's a good day to be inside. Looking at the updated forecast track here as of 11 a.m. this morning, it is still a track that has a shape that is essentially the same shape as the coastline of northeastern Florida, Georgia, and south and North Carolina. The hurricane has not made landfall in the U.S. yet. It may never, but it might. So I don't want folks to be focusing so much on where the center of circulation will go. Just because it might stay just offshore doesn't mean you are off the hook. You can still get hurricane force winds, storm surge, inland flooding, even isolated tornado, regardless of the exact path of the center. But anytime the center gets closer to the coast, that just intensifies the impacts from all of the hazards. And the new forecast track has a forecast point on 8 a.m. Saturday morning that is almost right on the coast of South Carolina. And when you're talking about where the hurricane's center might be overnight tonight, dangerously close to the coast of southeastern Georgia. So Georgia and South Carolina, it's headed your way. The weather is going downhill today. And again, don't concentrate so much on whether or not landfall of the center is going to occur. The warnings are still there. Hurricane warnings all the way around from northeastern Florida to all the Georgia coastline, all the South Carolina coastline, and now creeping up into North Carolina. And then beyond that, in the Outer Banks, we have tropical storm warnings in effect. So not only are we not lowering warnings, we're adding on to them. This system is far from being done affecting the United States. We also continue to have our prototype storm surge watch and warning product, highlighting areas where life-threatening storm surge is an issue. The prototype storm surge warning now goes all the way through, not only from northeastern Florida, but all the Georgia coastal areas, all through South Carolina, and into the part of North Carolina as well. So that means those areas have the danger of life-threatening storm surge, and that is the hazard, that is the primary reason why officials are being very adamant that some of you evacuate as soon as possible if you haven't done so already. So if they're telling you there's still time to go, you need to go now to save yourself from the most deadly hurricane hazard of all, the storm surge, and let's not forget the very heavy rainfall that will continue to occur in coastal regions some distance inland for days to come. We will continue to update you live from the National Hurricane Center. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.